Others relate sag to nasag, to retreat, which yields the following interpretation. They all went backwards. Everyone walked backwards instead of forwards. The entire human species became as dross. Everyone is dross, altogether foul. When good people decide to ally themselves with those who are corrupt, with the intention of reforming them and bringing them back to the proper way, in the end they are altogether foul, all are corrupted. Altogether foul? The verb galoso is in the plural. Evil deeds were done by many together. Contrast, not even one did also, singular, a good deed. This implies that even if one man does good, he could save an entire generation, as was true of Avram. The Torah tells us Nebuchadnezzar ran 3 steps in honor of Hashem, thus making it known that he was aware of God as judge of the world, whom it is proper to honor. Yet his soldiers destroyed and did abominable things. They ate and drank in the Beis HaMikdash until the evening of the 9th of Av, and he did not stop them. There was thus no one who did what is good, not even one, not even Nebuchadnezzar. He acknowledged Hashem only as a public gesture. In his heart, he thought otherwise. Pasuk 5. Halo yodu po'ale oven ochle amim ochlu lechem elikim lo kura'u. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? They who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon Hashem. The singer complains about those who are clever enough to inflict harm, but do not know to practice goodness. They are workers of iniquity who have no knowledge. Then again, in the words Halo Yodu Po'ale Ovim is read, they know all the evildoers, they unite with them, and together perpetuate iniquity. They know enough to eat my people as one eats bread, but they do not have enough discernment to seek after Hashem. They do not call upon Hashem. In another sense, the singer complains about the good people who did not pray to Hashem on behalf of their generations as befits their stature. There is none that does good. What has led them to eat my people as they eat bread? For they do not call upon Hashem. Our sages have also said, all who eat of the bread of Israel savor the taste of bread, and all who do not eat of the bread of Israel do not savor the taste of bread, and do not call upon Hashem. Rab says, these are the judges. Shmuel says, these are the teachers of the young who do not perform their task conscientiously. The Medrash says that the Torah here refers to the enemies who entered the Beis HaMikdash of the sanctuary of the Holy Temple. They found some goats, which they slaughtered and ate. They found the showbread lechem upon him arranged on the table and ate that. Our enemies do not call upon Hashem. They do not read what it says in the Torah, that Israel is holier to Hashem, the first fruit of his yield, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Hence they eat my people as they eat bread. Our sages teach, anyone, a non-Jew, who has not devoured the possessions of a Jew, has as if never savored the taste of bread, and one who has eaten of the possessions of a Jew has savored the taste of bread. In other words, they are as intent upon devouring the Jewish people as they are to eat bread. So whenever they have not managed to rob a Jew, it is as if they lack bread to eat. As it says in Mishlei, they do not sleep unless they have done mischief. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Sham pochadu pachad lohoyu pochad kilekim pizar asmo ischoinach hevishoysa kilekim osam. There they were in great fear where there was no fear, for Hashem has scattered the bones of him that encamps against you. You have put them to shame because Hashem has rejected them. There were they who eat my people should have been in great fear of Hashem and his vengeance. There was no fear. Why should they have been afraid? For Hashem has scattered the bones of him that encamps against you. Many times has Hashem scattered the bones of the enemies who camped to wage war against you. He had done so for Asha against the Cushites, for Yishophet, and for Chizkiyahu. But you, villain, who were not afraid, have put them to shame. You deprived your people of their hope. You have put them to shame because Hashem has rejected them. This is said about the nations of the world who erected pagan temples. But when Hashem tells them to rebuild Yerushalayim, they reply, O you afflicted tossed with the tempest and not comforted, there is no comfort for Israel. Then again, the pasuk pertains to the Jewish people in Golus. Although there they were in great fear, they believed that Hashem is in the generation of the righteous. In the end, He will have His vengeance upon your enemies. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Mi yitayim etzion Yeshuas Yisrael b'shuv lakim shavus amo yogel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. O that the deliverance of Israel might come out of Zion, when God turns back the captivity of His people, Yaakov will rejoice, Israel will be glad. The present psalm concludes as did Psalm 14. However, there it said Yeshuos, singular deliverance, and here it says Yeshuos, plural. When Hashem provides a single open display of deliverance, there are many associated branchings of deliverance of which we have no knowledge. Thus, the Torah says, on the occasion of the evident miracle of the splitting of the Red Sea, who is like you, fearful in praises, doing wonder? The pasuk is found in Chumash Shemos. What appears in our eyes as a single wonder is in fact related to many awesome praises. Yaakov will rejoice, Israel will be glad. The men of stature and enlightenment are Israel, and the ordinary masses of the people are Yaakov. Rejoicing, Gila, pertains to that which is novel, and gladness, Simcha, said of the commonplace. Accordingly, the Torah says, Yaakov will rejoice, Israel will be glad. What in the eyes of the masses will be a novelty that calls for rejoicing, will in the eyes of enlightened men be a source of gladness. For they had expected and were always looking forward to Hashem's deliverance. Oh, that the deliverance of Israel might come out of Zion. At the time of the redemption, the blessing of Yitzchak will be fulfilled, as it says, like the dew of Hermon descending upon mountains of Zion, but there Hashem has commanded the blessing. The blessing whereby Yitzchak blessed Yaakov pertains to the days of Mashiach. Accordingly, it says here, when Hashem turns back the captivity of His people, then Yaakov will rejoice. Then will be fulfilled those blessings which were bestowed upon him when his name is Yaakov. Israel will be glad refers to the fulfillment of the blessings which were bestowed upon him when his name was Israel. Chapter 54, Pasuk 1. Lamnetzeach ben ginos maskil leDavid, for the conductor, the neginos, the string music, the maskil of David. It has already been made clear that David the Melch's personal troubles parallel the troubles of the Jewish people. Here he teaches the importance of trust in Hashem. When he was greatly imperiled by Shaul and his men, surrounded on all sides with no way to safety, he was saved in the end by Hashem's help. Similarly, Klal Yisrael and Golus will be beset by troubles from every side, betrayed by informers and afflicted by troublemakers from her own people, but she will be saved in the end. David was beset by many troubles when the Sifites came out against him. He needed many melodies and ginos to cause the Holy Spirit to rest upon him. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Vevo hazifen, and said to Shaul,
this was enough reason for the men of Zif to come to him and talk evil against David.
Our sages teach the generation of David were all righteous men,
but because many of them indulged in the evil talk, they would fall in battle. The generation of Achab were idol worshippers, but because there were no talebearers among them, they were victorious in battle and suffered no casualties. Thus the Torah recounts that the prophet Avadja concealed 100 prophets whom Achab sought to kill. As Eliyahu exclaimed, I alone have remained as a prophet of the Hashem, as found in Malachim Aleph. All knew about it and no one informed. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3, Elohim b'shimcho she'eni u'v'grascho sedineni. O Hashem, deliver me by your name and judge me by your might. I ask you for deliverance, not for my benefit. Deliver me by your name, thus David says elsewhere, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. An alternative interpretation is possible. O Hashem, I call upon your name, Yudke Vavke, which stands for the quality of loving kindness to bring me deliverance. Champion me by your might. Avenge my revenge, as it says, Hashem will judge the cause of his people. Since I have fallen into the hands of other men who are free to choose their actions, first Shaul, now the Ziphites, there is no salvation for me except in your name. Judge me by your might. Do not let judgment of my cause be placed in the hands of men. The Medrash writes, David said to Hashem, Master of the world, Shaul is a king, and I cannot complain to anyone else but you. Deliver me by your name. Champion me by your might, for you said in the Torah, you will not deliver to his master the servant who has escaped from his master to you. In regarding a Gentile servant who yesterday worshipped idols, you said that he is not to be given over to his master when he comes to seek refuge. Surely this also holds true for me, a son of five generations of leaders of the Jewish people. Why does David submit the judgment of his cause to heaven? For there is no judge here on earth, only persecution by Shaul. Pasuk Dalet. Alekim Shema Tfilasi Hazina Leimrefi. O Hashem, hear my prayer, give ear to the words of my mouth. O Hashem, hear my prayer, discern the thoughts of my heart, give ear to the words of my mouth. O Hashem, hear my prayer, even if I am judged guilty by your tribunal, and deliver me. O Hashem, hear my prayer, I beseech you, give ear to the words of my mouth, that I speak against my adversary. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Ki zorim kamu olai ve'oritim bikshu nafshi lo samu alekim lenegdam selam. For strangers are risen up against me, and violent men seek after my soul. They have not set God before them, selam. David prays for deliverance from his enemies at home and his enemies outside. For strangers, enemy nations are risen up against me, and violent men, enemies from among the Jewish people, seek after my soul. In contrast to what he said about himself, I have set Hashem always before me. That is to say, he was constantly fearful of being punished because Hashem was always before his eyes. They have not set God before them ever. He has two kinds of enemies, violent men who sought to kill him and those who wanted to hand him over to Shaul. Both had this in common, that they had not set God before them. It was as if they denied that there is a supreme judge. Elohim, God, is as a judge. They have not set God before them. You have written in your Torah, you will not deliver a servant to his master. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. You will not go up and down as a talebearer. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Vayikra. And they transgressed these injunctions. They have not set God before them. You said that I would reign, but they wanted to kill me. According to our sages, this pertains to what Shaul said to the Ziphites. Blessed are you of Hashem, for you have compassion upon me. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Shemuel Aleph. Moshe said in the name of Hashem, cursed be he that smites his neighbor secretly. A pasuk that's found in the Chumash Devarim. But they inform against me. It means that they have not set God before them. They did not act to honor Hashem out of pure motives, but in order to find favor in Shaul's eyes. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Hinei Elokim Ozer Li Adonai B'Somchei Nafshi. Behold, Hashem is my helper. Hashem is the sustainer of my soul. David praises Hashem for having helped him when Shaul and his men surrounded him on every side. As it says, but there came a messenger to Shaul saying, make haste and come, for the Plishtim are raiding the land. A pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph. I realized then that Hashem is my helper. It was not a messenger of flesh and blood, and it was not simply coincidence that the messenger arrived just then. I knew that Hashem is the sustainer of my soul. There was not a man but an angel in the name of Hashem. Behold, Hashem is my helper. If I become worthy of Hashem's help, then he will also help me with judging me. Elohim, again, God as a judge. He will do so as Hashem by the quality of love and kindness. Hashem will be the sustainer of my soul. Another explanation says, in place of the Ziphites who lived on the border of Yehuda and should have been the ones to sustain me, Hashem is the sustainer of my soul. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Yashuv hora l'soroi b'amitcha atmisen. He will repay the evil to those that lie in wait for me, destroy you them in your truth. David entreats, pay back in kind to the enemies who look at me with evil in their eyes. Destroy you them in your truth. For the sake of the truth written in your Torah, that you punish the wicked, destroy them, and cut them off, for the sake of what you have written in your Torah, that the staff will not depart from Yehuda, nor the scepter from between his feet. A puzzle that's found in the Chumash Bereishis, pay them back for wanting to cut me off and to abolish kingship from me and my seed. For the harm that my enemies inflicted upon me, I do not ask for their death, only that their evil be turned upon them. For the sake of your truth, however, because they debased your honor, destroy you them. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Bindava Ezbachaloch, Ode Shimcha Hashem Kito, with a free will offering will I sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Hashem, for it is good. After you destroy them, I will not be ungrateful. With a free will offering will I sacrifice to you. I will bring an offering in goodwill and with a glad heart. I will give thanks to your name, O Hashem, for it is good. My thanksgiving will not be in celebration of my enemy's misfortune, but for the good that I received. What good? Pasuk 9. Ki mikol tsara hitzilani uv'oyavai ra'asa eini. For he has saved me from all trouble, and my eye has gazed upon my enemies. Not only has he saved me from all trouble, but my eye has gazed upon my enemies, and I saw what I wanted to see. The pasuk emphasizes the miracle of what happened. Although my enemies were so near that my eye actually gazed upon them, he has saved me from all trouble. Chapter 55 now, pasuk 1. Lam natzeach bin ginois maskil David. For the conductor with the gino, string music, maskil of David. Pasuk base, Hazino Lakim Tifilasi Vatas Ale Mitnichosi. Give ear, O God, to my prayer, and do not hide yourself from my entreaty. Some say that David composed the psalm about the servants of Shaul, who pretended to love him, but betrayed him. Behold, the king takes delight in you, and all the servants love you. Pasuk is found in Shmuel Aleph. They said to him, then they betrayed him and incited Shaul against him. Others say that he composed the psalm when fleeing from his son Absalom. Neginos, the plural form, to rid himself of the mood of despair expressed by his sorrowing psalms, he needed ample musical stimulation. The Holy Spirit could not rest upon him so long as that mood persisted. David asked that Hashem hear his voice when I am in distraught in my complaint during illness or trouble. Give ear, O Hashem, to my prayer when it is offered in total devotion, and do not hide yourself from my entreaty. When I am overcome by anguish and trembling, my entire existence depends on prayer. So when I am in this condition, see me then as I am, and do not hide yourself from my entreaty. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3, Hakshiva li v'aneini orid, attend to me and answer me. I am distraught in my complaint and will moan. If you will not give ear to my prayer and hide yourself from my entreaty, at least attend to me and answer me. When am I distraught in my complaint and I am moan aloud? I am distraught in my complaint on account of my suffering. Similarly, it says a pasuk in Eicha, remember my affliction and my misery. In another sense, David says, I will not content myself with prayer alone. Following the prayer, I will be distraught in my complaint and I will moan. I will pour out my complaint before you. My worry will then gradually diminish. Even if I do not utter my words in an orderly fashion, but cry out from the depth of my heart and moan, then too attend to me and answer me. I am distraught in my complaint and will moan. There are two ways to make oneself heard. One is through tears, since the gates of tears is never locked. The other is through heart-rendering cries, which tear up the damning decree. Accordingly, David says, attend to me and answer me. Why? For I will shed tears in my complaint, and I will moan in a loud lament. Some translate arid in the sense of roaming, as in that you bring the poor that are cast out, marodim, to your house, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. But it is the way of the poor to roam from place to place. Similarly, a person in pain will move about restlessly from a place to place out of intense discomfort. Then again, the pasuk speaks about how David prays with body and soul. During prayer, all my bones will say, and in my innermost soul I will moan like a dove. Pasuk Dalit, pasuk 4. Be called Oyev mipnei Okas Rasha ki yomitu olai oven uvaaf yistamuni. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast mischief upon me, and in anger they persecute me. Because of the voice of the enemy, Achitophel, who persecuted him by his sword, and by his evil advice to Absalom, and because of the oppression of the wicked, the trouble with the son of Absalom, together they cast mischief upon me, hardship and pain. They cast mischief upon me, they say that I cause hardship and mischief in my kingdom, and hence that it is best to remove me from my throne. Accordingly, the previous pasuk says, I am distraught in my complaint and moan. A reference to David having wept when he fled Yerushalayim because of his son Absalom. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppressors, the oppression of the wicked, is an allusion to the sound of the shofar announcing Absalom's coronation as king. Because of the oppression of the wicked, David's heart sorrowed for Absalom. His wickedness oppressed his father's heart. Since they cast mischief upon me to kill me, fear and trembling come upon me, that I may kill him, or that I had wings like the dove, to fly off and save myself from both possibilities. When I hear the voice of the enemy who wants to dispose me from my throne and to kill me, it is the voice of Absalom. The oppression, the trouble of this wicked one has cast mischief, a lie, upon me. They made me king over them with an honest heart, and now in anger they persecute me. They hate me with a fury, and they have set my son Absalom against me. Pasuk 5. Libi yochel bekirbi ve'emos moves naflu alai. My heart writhes within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. My heart writhes within me in dread that you of Absalom will kill me. For you follow the counsel of Achitophel, who said, and I will smite the king only. A pasuk that's found in Shmuel base. When a man suffers a stomach ailment, the cause is not in the stomach, but in the heart. That is the internal cause. There's also an external cause. The terrors of death coming from outside are falling upon me. They crash into me with enough force to kill me. The term Yochel has been translated as great worry or ridding, and it also means dread. Others related to the Holos hope. The corresponding interpretation of the present pasuk thus reads, whenever in the past other troubles had befallen me, my heart would always remain hopeful. But in this calamity, the terrors of death are fallen upon me, for Achitophel's counsel was to me as one speaking the word of Hashem. Pasuk 6. Yiro v'ro'ad yovoi v'ivat chaseni palotzus. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. The singer now describes his great fear. On the inside, fear and trembling came over me, and the outside, horror covered me. One may not be aware of the fear in one's heart, but his constellation, his mazel, will see it and magnify that fear. Accordingly, it says, my heart dreads within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. As a result, fear and trembling come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. In other words, the first dread added fear and trembling. Then as a result of the great fear, my whole body was covered with dread. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7, V'omar, mi yiten li eiver kayono ufo veshkono. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, then would I fly away and be at rest. In the face of so much trouble, the singer wants to flee to a region of desolation that is empty of all humanity. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, then would I fly away and be at rest in a faraway place where they could not reach me. Domesticated doves are used as carrier pigeons to bring litters from faraway places. Hence the singer mentions the dove. Our sages explain that all other birds, when they tire, come to rest on the rock or on the windowsill and can be caught. But when the dove tires, it folds one wing and continues to fly in the other. I do not relish going forth to battle my enemies, to vanquish them with sword and spear. Better for me if I had wings like a dove, fly away and be at rest in a place of refuge that is safe from my enemies. A subtle interpretation says, David alludes to the dove that Noah sent out from the ark. It went to the Garden of Eden. Oh, that I had wings like that dove. Then would I fly and be at rest, live eternally in the Garden of Eden. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Hine arhik nedod olin bamidbor sela. Lo, then would I wander far off, I would lodge in the wilderness sela. Lo, when I will have such wings, I will leave human habitation to lodge in the wilderness. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Achisha miplat li meruach soa misoar. I would hasten to find a refuge for myself from the stormy wind and tempest. If he had wings, David says, he would wander far off. He would not remain within human habitation, but go into the wilderness. Nor would he fly there at leisure. He would hasten to find a refuge for myself on account of those wicked men. They are as vicious as the stormy wind and tempest, like a devastating hurricane that crumbles mountains and shatters rocks. I would hasten to find a safe refuge for myself from the stormy wind and tempest. The war into which I am forced by my enemies is like a vicious wind. Some translate the word Ruach Nosoas as Ruach So'ah, a moving wind, which is an appropriate description, as it says, and the wind moved from Hashem. That's found in Chumash Bamidbar. I wish for the wings of a dove that needs no rest, but keeps flying on the other wing. I would then wander far off, I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hasten to find a refuge for myself, because I would not have to come to rest on the cliffs, my salvation would come quickly. Because of the stormy wind and tempest, I'm afraid to remain here. The wind might hurtle me into some other calamity. Nevertheless, I do not intend to remain in the wilderness. I will be there only until the tempest, the Absalom rebellion, passes. Then I will return to my rightful place. There are impudent times when a man's evil luck overcomes him, and it is wise not to struggle. As our sages teach, whosoever pushes against the hour pushes against him. There is then no other refuge except to escape those times. As the sages state further, do not stand against the hour, and give the hour its place. Accordingly, David says here, I would hasten to wander far off, for I fear the stormy wind and tempest. Rashi explains, from the stormy wind and tempest that uproots trees, as in my hope is uprooted like a tree. I would hasten to find myself a refuge, as it says, and David made haste to get away. A pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph. From the stormy winds, that is the present persecutions of Saul, from the tempest in the future. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Balad Adonoi Palag Deshonam Ki Ro'isi Chomos Veriv Bo'ir. Destroy, O Hashem, and divide their tongue, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. David asked that Hashem do to them what he did to the Bavel generation, the Dor Phlegm. At the outset, they were of one language and one speech, and in the end, Hashem confounded their language, as we learn in the Chumash Bereishis. They ceased to understand one another, and their scheme failed. Division among the wicked is good for them, and good for the world. It takes away their power to destroy themselves or destroy the world. Hence it says, destroy, O Hashem, the tongue of Achitophel, and divide their tongue to keep them from agreeing. Their plot will then fail. Thus we find that David prayed, O Hashem, I beseech you, turn the counsel of Achitophel into foolishness. Pasuk that's found in Shmuel Beis. For I have seen in my heart that in the city of Yerushalayim there is violence and strife. This plot against me is an act of great violence. Why do I ask to divide their tongue? But their unity is not for a good purpose. I see among them violence and strife over the spoils. When there is unity, even among idol worshippers, the attribute of stern judgment does not harm them. That is the reason David decided to flee from the stormy wind and tempest in the face of their unity. He asked to destroy them by dividing their tongue, as happened to the generation of Zorah Flugger. We will continue with Hashem in our next shir.